Congress has so far been unsuccessful in attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. There's a lot of debate about how to best contain spiraling health care costs, and some Americans say it's time for a national health care plan. The idea isn't new, but understanding how it would work and what it would cost may be difficult to grasp. But Dr. Carol Paris, the president of Physicians for a National Health Program, says getting rid of the insurance industry and pharmaceutical lobby would save a lot of money.
I don't think in this country we're going to be able to solve our health care crisis by regulating the for-profit insurance industry. It simply has to go. And that's when I became involved with Physicians for a National Health Program.
Critics of this idea, and as you said, it's been around for quite some time, the single-payer concept. Critics say it would be enormously expensive, that we would not be able to afford it as a nation. What do you say to those criticisms?
Our health care expenditures currently are 17.7% of GDP, and the estimate is that by 2025, if we don't do something, it's going to be 19.9, just shy of 20% of GDP. So we have to do something. And in fact, if we do nothing over the next 10 years, one estimate is we'll spend $49 trillion over 10 years on healthcare. And if we had a national health program, we'd spend $32 trillion. You know, the numbers are big, but in fact, passing a national health program would save money, and it would allow us then to begin to look more strategically at other aspects of the delivery side of healthcare and make modifications that would then really begin to save money.
What are your thoughts about the current system in place, the Affordable Care Act?
The Affordable Care Act has many flaws, but it did accomplish some things that the American people like a whole lot, but make everyone be able to get insurance, in other words, eliminating pre-existing conditions especially, is to make sure that even healthy people and young people buy insurance. And that's where the very unpopular aspects came into play, the mandates. I completely understand the frustration of both individuals and small businesses at being mandated to purchase a product that they don't have any choice of, or have limited choice about, and in fact is a really substandard product where 30% of the premium costs are going into administrative waste and profit. And that's the money that a national health program would redirect by eliminating the health insurance industry, putting everyone in a single risk pool. We would save $500 billion a year, and then add to that having the ability to negotiate drug prices. And our estimates are that we'd save another $106 billion a year. So we're talking about over $500 billion a year in savings.
Dr. Carol Paris is the president of Physicians for a National Health Program. She will be speaking in Fairbanks this week and in Anchorage and Juneau next week. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.